the rest of the story. Professional golfer Gary Player was 26 years old when it happened. He had just returned from a round of golf. He was in the locker room. He was preparing to shower and dress. Suddenly, a rather large man rushed up to him and began shaking his hand. The stranger was beaming. "Wait till I tell the folks back home that I got to see Gary Player," he said. Gary thanked the man. He said it was nice meeting him. He started to turn away. But the enthusiastic stranger would not let go. He just kept on pumping the golfer's hand. And he was squeezing it tighter and tighter, all the while declaring what an honor it was to meet him. Gary tried to keep it friendly. He tried to excuse himself gracefully. Then he felt the pain shooting from his right hand all the way up his arm, and he shouted, "Please, you're hurting my hand." Indeed, the grasp was so crushing that even the stranger's knuckles had turned white. And still, he would not let go. In that same locker room that same afternoon was Dick Warner. He was then a reporter for Mutual Broadcasting. And Dick was so frightened by this stranger's apparent oblivion to Gary's agony that he, Dick, the Mutual reporter, ran over to assist the grimacing golfer. But it was no use. The powerful stranger, annoyed by the intrusion, gave Dick a shove with his free hand, and that sent reporter Dick Warner sprawling. By now the golfer, Gary Player, was almost to his knees. He was upheld only by this strange man's iron grip. Dick, that's the reporter, scrambled to his feet. He ran from the locker room out into the parking lot in search of a security guard. He found one. Both men ran back into the clubhouse. Only then, only when he saw the guard's uniform, did the stranger release Gary Player's hand. Still in excruciating pain, Gary bent over, clasping his right wrist. The injured hand was livid and misshapen. He said, "I think a bone's been broken." Well, Gary was rushed to a doctor, and yet while the x-rays revealed no broken bones, the sprain was a bad one. Those who saw it that evening doubted that Gary would be on the course for quite a while. But he was, in fact, on the course playing golf the very next day. His bandage was flesh-colored, inobtrusive. Media silence was requested. Gary himself would say nothing of the incident, and so only a few knew, until now, the rest of the story. The hand-crushing stranger had disappeared amid the general confusion and specific concern for Gary's hand, and to this day he remains a stranger, and his true intentions remain a mystery. But this much more should be mentioned just before whoever he was walked up to Gary Player in the locker room at Augusta National. He, Player, had fought his way to a fourth-round tie in the most prestigious of all tournaments, the Masters. In the playoff the next day, Gary lost. He was just off his game, some folks would say. But now you know the rest of the story.